no more is revealed. We bask in the sunlight of glory, on heavenly manna we're fed, while souls on the ocean in darkness are starving for life-giving bread.
The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
Yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie. It's indeed a pleasure to be coming to the listeners of radio station XEG with another gospel message. This is Willie Murphy speaking to you, and today I want to share with you some of the letters which have made us happy in recent weeks. It is through the interest and prayers of many listeners and readers that we're able to continue this work for the Lord. We do appreciate the consecration of each one who shares with us this responsibility of proclaiming the gospel message each week. This message is not only broadcast, but also is put in printed form for mailing to those who are interested. If you would like your copy, you may obtain one free of charge by addressing us this way: The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Since next Thursday is Thanksgiving, I'm going to bring you a scripture reading which seems very appropriate for this occasion. It is found in Philippians 4, and I will begin reading with verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Then consider another scripture from Psalms chapter 100 and verses 4 and 5. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Friends, do you have anything for which to give thanks? I am sure that if you considered well the blessings of God, you could find many things for which you could be and should be thankful. But, of course, along with our thanks, we also have many needs and problems, but we see from these scriptures that we should present our requests unto God with thanksgiving. In the letters which I'm going to share with you now, not only do we find thankfulness expressed, but some of these writers have problems, afflictions, and soul burdens for which they desire prayer. We trust that God will bless each one in the way which he sees they need most, whether this be for healing, or for spiritual help, or financial burdens. First, then, is this letter from Virginia. Dear Saints, Greetings in Jesus' name. This finds me much encouraged in the Lord. Pressing on, thankful for what the dear Lord is to me. He came looking for me when life was so wretched. I am thankful for His way. He is precious. I'm thankful for the little paper you sent me. Thank you and the Lord for thinking of me. Sister Bessie Fodre. Then here's one from Tennessee. Dear Brother Willie and family, greetings in Jesus' dear name this Sunday evening. Trusting all is well and happy in the Savior's love, this finds us still encouraged to follow the Lord. I need your prayer, Christian love and prayer, Nora and Darlene Clayton. And then here's one from Kansas. Dear Francis and Willie, greetings in the name of Jesus. I'm glad I know God and just not of Him. We received your paper today and glad to get it. I think it is wonderful to see anyone deny themselves and launch out for God by faith. God has been good to me. I know it has come through prayer. May the Lord bless you both and your family. I pray that He will richly reward you for your service to Him. With Christian love, Mamie Norcutt. And then one from Mississippi. Dear ones, I appreciate you folks and what you're doing for God. May God bless you with many good blessings. With love and best wishes, Sister Dorothy Bridges. Another from Tennessee. Dear Brother Murphy and all, greetings of love in Jesus' name, the author and finisher of our faith. We still enjoy the paper and trust you're encouraged in the work. The Lord says our labors are not in vain. We also enjoy the news of other saints since we are isolated. I want you to send the paper to a dear saint of God. She has been on crutches 3 years, but God healed her and she's walking. In all of her suffering, never did I hear her complain. She had it all committed to God. Praise His name for His goodness to mankind. He surely loves His creation. Pray for us here and our unsaved loved ones. There's always a need, but God is able to do all things. Christian love and prayers, J.B. and Sue Shell. From California. Dear Brother and Sister Murphy and staff, I am happy to be home again. I was in Texas, my hometown Houston, the month of September. I do thank and praise God for my safe trip there and back. I was able to do some gospel work while I was there and visiting my relatives. It has been 11 years since I was there. I'm still saved and encouraged to live for Jesus. He is so good to me. I'm determined to do all that I can to tell the good news that Jesus heals, saves, and keeps. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Your sister, Melissa Greer. From Wisconsin. Dear Brother Willie Murphy and family, greetings in Jesus' name. May the Lord bless and keep you all as you present the gospel message. We enjoy the mission trail very much. Nice to hear the report from the field as to how the different workers are faring and to present their needs. We're wholeheartedly with you, Brother and Sister Frank Dietrich. Another from California. Dear Brother and Sister Murphy and children, greetings in Jesus' name. Just a note to say that we do enjoy the mission trail paper so very much. We pray that God may bless your efforts put forth for Him. May God bless you, the Calvin Hobbs family. From Illinois, Brother Murphy, please send me the mission trail. My sister gave me a few of your past copies. I enjoyed them so much, so would like to get them weekly. Thank you, Viola Perry. From Oregon, dear Brother and Sister Willie Murphy, greetings of love to you all in the precious name of Jesus. I enjoy your mission trail so much as it keeps me in touch with the dear saints. It is surely good for the isolated saints and a real encouragement. I can't get your broadcast on our transistor, but the paper suffices. Thank you for sending me the papers. I really appreciate its contents. The Lord bless you. Sister Lucille Trimble. Here then is one from Louisiana. Dear Brother Willie, Francis, and children, We're glad to receive the mission trail and would certainly enjoy listening even more, but have trouble getting it. Have only been able to get part of it a few times. Trust the work is moving on as the Lord would have it, and that you're in good health. We'll close with love. Please pray for us, Sister Snow and Pauline. Friends, I have others here, but I see my time is quickly getting away, and we'll not have time for them today. Let us spend a few moments in prayer just now. Our Father, indeed, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving for the many blessings which daily come our way. Most of all, we're thankful for the plan of salvation, which has been the means of our redemption. And we're glad to be saved from our sins through the blood of Christ our Savior. Then, too, we're thankful for food and clothing and for the fellowship of others who love Thee. We pray especially for the needs of those which have written us, and no doubt many needs have not been mentioned. Grant healing and grace to those who are afflicted. Supply the needs of those who are in trouble, and especially give wisdom and understanding for those who need guidance. And to Thee we will give the praise. Through Christ our Savior, amen. Before closing our visit today, let me leave with you this poem. The Father's Hand. While through this changing world below, I would not choose my path to go. 'Tis Father's hand that leadeth me. Then, oh, how safe his child must be. Sometimes we walk in sunshine bright, sometimes in darkness of the night. Sometimes the way I cannot see, but Father's hand still leadeth me. Sometimes there seems no way to take, but Father's hand a way doth make. Sometimes I hear him gently say, come follow me, this is the way. Why should I mind the way I go? His way is best for me, I know. He is my strength, my truth, my way. He is my comfort, rod, and stay. So on we travel, hand in hand, bound for the heavenly promised land. Always, through all eternity, I'll praise his name for leading me. Now, here is a song, Ready to Go, as sung by Lynn Carver, Alma Carver, Arnett Carver, and Manuel Mitchell.
Ready to suffer grief or pain, ready to stand the test, ready to stay at home and sin, others in peace is best, ready to go, ready to stay, ready my place to fill, ready for service, slowly or great, ready to do His will.
This message has been brought to you by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. If you would like a printed copy free of charge, you may have one by simply sending us your request. Now until next Friday night at 10:45, this is Willie Murphy saying may God's richest blessings be yours and a very pleasant good night.
Ready to go, ready to stay, ready my place to fill, ready for service. Slowly or great, ready to do.